This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we're going to be talking to Dr. Helen Vlasara about advanced glycation end products. We've talked a lot about these components. We're going to talk more about it here and some of its relationship to dementia and metabolic syndrome. Then we're going to change it up and be joined by Dr. Mike T. Nelson. A recent paper that his group published on cardiovascular and ride time to exhaustion effects of energy drinks. Energy drinks are so popular today. Many people use them before working out. Do they work? Are there risks? We're going to discuss that a little bit later in the show. Just want to mention that AgeForce has provided our audience with a unique opportunity that is not available anywhere else. Any of the AgeForce transdermal patch delivery products, you can get any of them for 40% off. Ridiculous. Almost half price. Anything on the website. When you use the coupon code SHR40, go to superhumanradio.com and click one of the AgeForce banner ads today and check it out. Dr. Helen Vlasara, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm very well, and I'm very pleased to be with you.
Yes, and you've got exciting research here. And this is, you know, some people will say, oh, we've talked about advanced glycation end products till we're blue in the face, but we can't talk about it often enough until somebody starts modifying their diet. It's something that has to be discussed over and over again. The title of your paper is Oral Glycotoxins Are Modifiable Causes of Dementia and Metabolic Syndrome in Both Mice and Humans. Let's talk about the design of the paper first. Was this a meta-analysis or was this a direct study that your group performed?
The report included two kinds of studies. One was in animals, in mice, and the other one was in humans. Both of them were directly attempts to confirm our earlier findings and to expand them from the strictly basic laboratory level to the clinical and to a level that might mean something for us, for the average person out there.
And this is very important because we hear so much about research, but when it doesn't trickle down into some sort of prescriptive approach, some sort of steps that people can apply, the research ends up being meaningless because people cannot take any directives from it and then modify their lives.
You are more than correct in saying that. There is a very long and protracted period that is expected usually on behalf of scientists and medical workers to prove any notion before we venture out to inform the public and provide advice. However, and perhaps because of this obstacle, so to speak,
right,
we have undertaken an initiative to inform the public in ways that bypass perhaps all of these obstacles and publish a lot of this information in a language that is readily understood by everyone. unlike many approaches to diseases nowadays, which demands the production of a particular agent or a drug, in this particular situation, we have arrived at a finding that may underlie multiple diseases of this era.
Right.
As we go forward, many of these chronic epidemics that affect largely the older population.
Right.
And which are, study after study now confirmed to be rooted in our food environment.
Yes.
So it was, in a way, obvious that our first attempts should be turned and should focus directly on our food before going on to try to design agents that might interfere with whatever it is happening out there.
Right.
There are hundreds of thousands of studies, as you probably know, that implicate various aspects of our diet. Any aspect, any nutritional aspect or any vitamin aspect of the food has been already not only addressed, but exhaustively so.
Right.
What we discovered, and that had nothing to do with our primary focus in food, because we're a basic scientific laboratory that initially worked on diabetes and aging, and in particular with the role of these products, these AGEs that we mentioned, in diabetes. We didn't know anything about the role of AGEs in food,
mm-hmm.
of 20 or 30 years ago when
right.
I got into this.
Right, because it was automatically assumed that people developed AGEs, glycation end products, as a result of some metabolic.
You actually,
what's that,
Carl?
You lost me.
I am losing you.
Can you hear me now?
Very little.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's see if I can. How about right now? Any better?
No.
My goodness. Okay, so maybe what we need to do is. Let me do this. Let's go ahead and take a commercial break
now. I cannot hear you now.
Okay. I'm going to call you back, Dr. Vassara. I'm going to call you back.
Okay.
I'll call you right back.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR HR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose-free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find the better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Well, hopefully we've eradicated the problem. Can you hear me now, Dr.
Yes, Mussar? I can hear you.
Excellent, excellent. Okay, what I was saying when we went into the break was, I think in the past, we assumed that advanced glycation end products were the result of some sort of biological apparatus in the body and almost was inevitable as we age. But what we're learning now is that it's influenced by our diet, right?
Exactly, exactly. Exactly in the same way that these products, these advanced glycosylation end products, I will refer to them as AGEs, as you did earlier,
right.
In the same way that they form in our own body, they also form in animals out there, since both us and animals are made out of the same constituents,
right,
the same building blocks. The overall chemistry of it is very slow normally.
Mm-hmm.
However, what we have missed for a very long time is that once we obtain food, either in the market or in the restaurant, we forget that in both instances, these foods are already pre-exposed to a certain type of processing, which in most instances, and in the simplest of instances, is heat, and especially dry heat.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for that has been very well understood and very useful overall. It is in order to decontaminate,
right,
these products. In
and make and make it more, actually, to some degree, if we look at prehistoric beginnings, to start to denature the protein, for instance, and make it more digestible for us as well.
Exactly, exactly. To make it digestible, to make it safe, as we said, and also to make also transportable.
Mm.
You might ask, why is it so bad, since all of these things are positives, how come they have turned out to be harmful? Well, it's really simple. It's so simple. Humans discovered that if they modify somewhat their food by passing it over fire, they can preserve it for later. Mm. And that is a huge step that has benefited human race or human species, if you wish, to survive. However, humans ate only rarely animals at that time. And up to even the last century, we didn't have that luxury. It is only in the last 70 or so years, 50, 70 years, that the industry has enabled us to have access to such foods at larger amounts and lower cost.
Mm-hmm.
So we have developed not only the ability and the economic advantage, if you wish, after the Second World War, but also the taste for the foods that have been familiar to us for thousands of years.
Right.
So it would be absolutely no problem if we did not elevate this to a completely different level with the industrialization of our food in modern day. Not only we eat a tremendously larger amount of food than the previous centuries,
but the processing that
are processed already.
Yeah, and they're coming to us with concentrations of AGEs already for us to consume. So
exactly.
Okay, so
exactly.
Let's talk about something else that I was. I just want to mention something. I want to kind of work this into the discussion for a second. We've talked about sirtuins on this show,
correct?
As an indicator and or byproduct or having a causal effect in the longevity model. We know that resveratrol became very popular amongst the anti-aging community because it was claimed to elevate sirtuins, especially SIRT1, which has been linked to better aging in a variety of different, you know, C. elegans and mice and so on and so forth. And we assume
exactly.
that it's going to do the same thing for people too. But also, we know that the things that elevate sirtuin also help regulate blood sugar. For instance, resveratrol was compared to the gold standard for diabetes management, metformin, on a milligram-to-milligram basis and was as effective as managing blood sugar as metformin. So what is the linkage between sirtuins, metabolic syndrome, and AGEs?
And perhaps just with AGEs or with the brain also?
With the brain too, everything, yeah. The
right.
Brain. Yeah.
You see, let me go back to the AGEs. Because we have the tendency of focusing in one nutrient or another.
Right.
You see, AGEs are very, very simple products. They're byproducts of normal metabolism, and they form through the spontaneous interaction, just automatically. They form between the interaction, from the interaction of certain sugars with proteins, with fats, and with nucleic acids.
Mm-hmm.
What is that that results from these interactions, if they do not get remain tightly under control, which is the usual case in our body environment, if they exceed a certain level, what they do is they act as oxidants, as prooxidants. Okay, so the first thing that they do, of course, if you add oxidants to any mixture, is that they utilize and they will deplete our antioxidant defenses. Gradually, these defenses get exhausted. One of these defenses is sirtuin.
Ah.
You see, an elevated level of oxidants will suppress eventually not only the sirtuins, many other antioxidant mechanisms, but we have learned so much about sirtuins that it's an absolutely fascinating system to explore and to take advantage of this knowledge. So we did. And in fact, we demonstrated at the laboratory, at the cellular level, at the molecular level, that AGEs suppress sirtuin. Mm. Not only in the periphery, in other words, in the metabolic syndrome situation or the diabetic situation,
right,
where they suppress sirtuin at the liver, at the muscle, in many other tissues and cells, even in the immune system, in the general macrophage and monocyte, you know, our major immune cells.
Right, right.
But also, if they get inside the brain space, they do the same.
Interesting.
Right.
And this is the linkage to Alzheimer's disease and dementia, I would imagine. This is where the buildup of plaque occurs as a result of this?
Right, correct. You see, AGEs are very ingenious substances that have evolved over a very long period of time,
right, right,
hundreds of thousands of years. They have so many functions. They can distort the structure of a protein. And you were very correct in bringing up the case of the plaque, of the amyloid. Amyloid is an important protein.
Right.
It's not necessarily toxic unless it becomes somehow modified. We have demonstrated maybe 20 years ago, 15 years for sure ago, that AGEs can modify amyloid. Once this happens, then amyloid can no longer be recognized by the normal clearing mechanisms and becomes now a little seed around which the plaque can form.
Uh-huh.
Any plaque can stimulate now the response of the body. The natural response is to try to get rid of it. Hence what we call inflammation. Right? Inflammation,
right,
is a response to something that irritates the body. In the past, most such responses by the immune system were directed against bacteria, against viruses, and they were brief and acute, and either the body was able to take care of it or else die. Right?
Yes.
Now we see these substances that ourselves, unknowingly, we bring into the body, these AGEs, that proceed to consume all our antioxidant defenses over periods of years, of decades, if you wish.
Right.
We come to a point where the body no longer has the capacity to get rid of them. What happens right after that is that the system is triggered to try to isolate them or destroy them by turning on the inflammatory machinery.
Right.
That is extremely dangerous.
And because it can't destroy them and it can't eradicate them, you then end up with low-level chronic inflammation.
Exactly. Precisely. And that is not limited in one tissue.
Right.
Or one organ. And as you mentioned, nowadays there is so much epidemiological evidence that points in this very intriguing direction, which is not only diabetes is exploding throughout the modern world, not only obesity is exploding, not only cardiovascular disease is exploding, but now we see dementia rising to that level.
Yeah.
But what could be the connection between the two? Scientists tend to be very focused on one area, that they understand and they can prove a thesis. However, somehow we have missed over the last, I don't know, 20, 30 years, the big picture.
Right.
That right. As we are focusing on the minutiae, perhaps we are missing the elephant in the room.
Yes, I agree. I have some questions now. So let's
go ahead.
In the research paper, you talk about circulating AGEs.
Correct.
So this means that they have not kind of taken root yet, for instance, for lack of better terms. Is there an effect?
May I interject for a minute?
Yes.
Now, it doesn't mean that. It means what we measure in the circulation is, yes, correctly, is those AGEs that haven't landed anywhere permanently yet.
Right.
However, they are also the derivative of several processes. One of them is, you know, the ones that come out from, that come inside the blood from the outside world, from our gut,
for instance. Right.
Another is, whatever amount of these, toxic products is not cleared out into, let's say, the urine. Because our kidneys are the main organ that is employed with that armory, if you wish, to get rid of them.
Okay.
Another is that even when they get deposited in our tissues, where they have no business of staying, they are backing up again into the bloodstream when specific mechanisms that we call receptors that recognize these products, pick them up, pluck them up, digest them, and spit them out into the bloodstream. So it's sort of as if you look in a bottle that has many ins and outs, you know, inputs and outs. So it's sort of like a steady state medium, the blood.
It's very dynamic. Okay. So in other words, it's getting what is overflowing from tissue. It's also depositing in tissue and hopefully carrying it to the kidneys where some of it is carried out. So it sounds to me like that if the kidneys are functioning properly, you have a better chance of getting rid of some of these circulating AGEs. Is that a good, fair assumption?
That is absolutely correct. And that is this is another area that is not so well understood or investigated, if you wish. However, it's the only known mechanism that we can get rid of oxidants and noxious or unnecessary compounds, especially AGEs. However, the kidney itself is also a target
for the AGE, right?
For AGEs,
right?
And in fact, is the very earliest target, and something that we have not brought up in the broader readership yet, is a lot of understanding, detailed understanding, how the kidney may be actually the first target and the first victim of the excess of.
Uh-huh.
That we are exposing ourselves and the newer generations, not only the older generations, to a very early harmful event.
We have to take a break. I want to plug the book. Okay, so Dr. Vlasara has a book called The Ageless Way, and it's spelled the AGE-LESS way. You can go to the website theagelessway.com. Just put a hyphen between age and less to learn about the book, to find out if you are consuming a diet that is high in AGEs and what you can do about that. Very, very good book. Instead of just talking about the problem, Dr. Vlasara is giving people some solutions. Very, very good. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937. Or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Helen Vlasara. And she has a great book at the website, The Ageless Way. It's theage-less-way.com. Check it out. Dr. Vlasara, we've talked a lot on this show. I hate to use the word intermittent fasting because this is a word that polarizes people, and a lot of people misunderstand. And it's only considered fasting in today's nonstop, round-the-clock eating environment. But what I like to call it is a more ancestral meal frequency, where we stop eating at 7 p.m. at night and maybe not have our first meal until sometime mid-morning. Hence the real reason for the word breakfast, break fast. When we do these more ancestral meal frequency approaches where we go for longer periods of time without food intake, I know that it stimulates a process called autophagy or autophagy, depending on how you prefer to pronounce it. And the role of autophagy is to kind of rid the body of metabolic waste, because since the body is not playing host to new food, it can spend time cleaning things up. Does autophagy or autophagy, however you prefer to pronounce it, have any effect on ridding the body of AGEs?
There's very little evidence, actually, that encourages us to think in such strict terms. Autophagy is something that, with respect to AGEs, is an ongoing process. a non-stop, round-the-clock process, and would depend entirely on the availability of the mechanisms that would allow these products to come inside the cells for the purpose of being destroyed. Okay? Most of the time, what we observe in these situations where a disease has taken over is when AGEs have been coming in tremendous excess for a very long period of time, and therefore such protective purposes, as you mentioned, have tended already to be depleted or exhausted. That includes the very complex and very intricate mechanism of autophagy.
Interesting.
So I would not put it on the context of
It's not a first line mechanism either to deal with AGEs. It sounds like it's maybe only in the worst cases, and by then your body is infested with AGEs.
Correct. Rather that the mechanism that controls the excess of AGEs from taking hold, you know, that protects us against the dangerous threshold, if you wish, the level that might be dangerous for the body, is an ongoing process. We fight against multiple toxic products on a 24-hour basis. And because AGEs are also produced inside the body, this mechanism is always on and monitors very carefully these products. These products do not form only in the outside world. They form inside our body, and they form in the tissues outside the cells as well as inside the cells. It's a very basic mechanism.
Right.
That even single cell organisms possess. So you can imagine that we have evolved very elaborate ways to take advantage of them when we need it, or to counter any attempt for them to be overbuilt. Okay. However, our body has its limits. We're not made to have to manage the huge amount of AGEs or other oxidants that we bring today in from the environment.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So this is way over. It's sort of like dealing with a tremendous mountain, right, of offensive substances that come into the body, and we are asking it to fight it.
Right. And it can't. It's never been designed. Okay,
right.
Another question.
Right.
So antioxidants are in the news again in the area of cancer. They have gotten some bad press more recently, but they also periodically get good press as well. In the scope of managing AGEs, it sounds to me like supplementing or at least getting adequate amounts of foods with high antioxidant, I think they call it OAC
yes.
or something like that, is an important factor in managing AGEs. Is that true?
That is, you know, you have a very good point there. There are so many studies that have tended to discourage people, and for very good reason, because a lot of effort and a lot of money has gone into them. However, I believe personally that with a proper, in quote, eating, a decent level of supplementation with antioxidants, could make up for a lot of the problems that we have.
Yeah.
It's just that no supplement and no drug specific, however smart this drug is going to be, can deal alone with the amount of the oxidants that we bring in. So, a combination of a moderated intake with our healthier food, plus the regular antioxidants, would go a long way in protecting us in the long run against many of these diseases. I'm very optimistic, and I think that further studies are going to come along that demonstrate that proper dosing, that is perhaps higher dose, or the proper combination of specific vitamins, can hit that threshold, but not alone. It's not going to happen alone.
Right.
We cannot expect any pill that we take from the outside that is going to really handle the tremendous buckets.
The workload.
Okay. Right.
So what about exercise? We know that exercise influences glutathione production, which is a master antioxidant. Exercise has an effect on reactive oxygen species. What about exercise? Does it have a role in managing AGEs?
We don't have any evidence on that. Doesn't mean that we cannot say that exercise is such a necessary and beneficial type of activity overall that we would be completely out of place if we try to argue it. We do not yet have any evidence from research that has gone on that investigates the interaction of exercise and AGEs. However, always there is a balance is the most sensible thing to follow. A balanced diet, a healthier diet that diminishes this the attack on the body mechanisms by AGEs combined with a reasonable level of exercise, again, is bound to work.
Right.
By itself, exercise, especially by older people, it's very difficult to keep up. It's very difficult to expect that it will apply to all aging people.
Yeah.
And let us not forget, previous generations, when people got older, no one ever told them that they had to exercise until they died.
Well, the truth of the matter, previous generations stayed more active than we do. They were engaged in manual labor. If you look at the Europeans, everybody wants to know what the French paradox is. The French paradox could easily be the fact that they walk to and from the restaurant after they eat a meal. We're forgetting about the fact that we here, at least in this country, we have strived to make people move less. So it's a terrible. I'm on your website. There's a link here on the website, folks. Estimate your AGE intake. I love this. So I'm just glancing at it, and I'm looking at some of the foods that I am shocked are high in AGE. Cream cheese. Why cream cheese?
Okay. Well, again, we have to address the question, what are the AGEs and where they form, right? As we said, they will occur spontaneously, first of all, in the animal. All the cheeses and the butters and all of those wonderful things come from the animal. From the animal fat, from the animal proteins, from the animal sugars.
But it's not high heat. There's no high heat in making cream cheese.
Oh, yes.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. That was my mistake. Okay.
Right.
I mean, some of these look obvious. A grilled chicken breast.
Mm-hmm.
3 ounces of grilled chicken, 5,200 AGE index. Another one that's obvious, broiled steak. So any animal protein or any protein derived from animal, whether it's from the flesh or from the milk or a byproduct, for instance, eggs and so on, and when you high heat it, it accumulates a high degree of AGEs, it seems like.
That is correct. You see, we sterilize everything. We sterilize the milk. And there is no way to go against that because, the benefits are far exceeding the downsides on on their face.
Well, my audience is holding their breath right now because they're expecting me just to say this, that we have promoted raw unpasteurized milk on this show for 9 years, and we have nothing but fantastic stories from listeners who finally found a farmer and started buying milk from them. So I appreciate the fact that commercially produced milk must be pasteurized because of the filthy commercialized approaches that they use for these cows. But if you have small family farms in your area, you can obtain real milk, like the milk they wrote about in the Bible.
Absolutely.
And it's healthy and it's good for you. But that's a caveat emptor type of a thing there, you know.
Absolutely. So, okay. You're totally correct. Okay. Right on the money.
Okay.
Once we know the source and we have to protect ourselves and our children,
yes,
families against infections.
Of course.
Most and foremost. However, the American cheese, if I may focus on a very good example, the yellow American cheese that we love very much, we have grown generations on it, is the worst cheese in the world from an AGE point of view. The reason is that it is not only once pasteurized, but then it's pasteurized again and again, okay, depending, again, on the conditions that are used, is dried up, is various preservatives may be added later on to alter the taste. Now, maybe we should spend a couple of seconds on the taste.
Please.
One of the reasons that the audience is very sophisticated and aware already that the reason that we go for certain diseases, right, like the meat products, as we said, the fried meats and the broiled meats, and the baked goods, is precisely because of what forms on their surface or inside them, that is AGEs. Mm. The AGEs are the flavors.
Right, right.
And therefore, this is what we are used to for thousands of years, and this is what allures us when the industry puts out another product that is prepared under these conditions, plus artificially made tastes and flavors that are very well characterized AGEs that are added into our food. So you realize that we are entering another
round. So what you're saying is that the people who work in food flavor are now actually using AGEs as part of the flavor enhancement of food.
Oh, absolutely.
Holy mackerel. That's unbelievable. I'm being waved at. We have to take our last commercial break. This is such an exciting discussion, and I have to tell you, you really are laying this out in such a way that it's very, very easy for my audience to get. You must go to the website, The Ageless Way, theage-lessway.com. Check out the Estimate Your AGE Intake. It'll be an eye-opener. It is for me. I got to tell you something. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching, muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is one of those interviews that I really don't want to end because I keep having more and more questions for Dr. Helen Vassara. Great website to go to, theagelessway.com. Just put a hyphen in between the age and lessway.com, and you can get the book, The Ageless Way, as well there. Okay, I have two questions I really want to cover, and we only have like 9 minutes left. So, Dr. Vassara, first of all, it's been my assumption that the buildup of AGEs during cooking is a result of high heat oxidation of the glycogen in animal tissue, or is it the protein that's being denatured? Which is it?
Are you referring to the how AGEs are forming?
Forming in the meats that we cook, for instance.
In the meat.
Yeah.
You see, the meat, like our own body, our own muscles, because we like to tell ourselves we eat lean meat.
Right.
Now, the lean meat consists of muscle cells.
Right.
Now, each of these cells is like another world. It contains everything.
Right.
It contains proteins. It contains fats.
Glycogen.
Lipids, right?
Glycogen.
And it contains also sugars.
Right.
And some of these sugars inside the muscle are 10 times more reactive than our blood sugar, which is outside the cells. So that's something that we really tend to kind of dismiss. We associate the fat with something that has to do with outside the muscle of the meat, and sugars that have to do something with what is in the bloodstream.
Right.
Not the case at all. Each cell of this is each little strand of these little strands of meat that we eat on the lean meat is a wonderful mixture of all three building blocks. So once we put it on the stove or on the broiler or anywhere, the same reactions that would happen in the body very, very slowly will be vastly accelerated under heat.
Gotcha.
And even more so in the absence of water.
And so that's why moisture is important. That's why probably making meats and soup is probably the best alternative of all.
Precisely.
And I love soup. Okay, my next question. the most exciting new frontier is the investigation and clarification of this 4.5 pounds of microbes that we carry around inside of us that constitutes our immune system, the microbiome. We know that it's become less and less diversified as our environment has become more aseptic. We know that it's now being linked through research in metabolomics. There's lots of good research going on linking certain microbes or the absence of these microbes to diseases like obesity and or diabetes. Do you think that we will find out that a particular microbe or group of microbes present in the gut reduces the buildup or accumulation of AGEs?
We do not know. We do not have the answer to this. This is obviously a very important area, and we have great plans to investigate in the future. We do not have an answer. Like everything else, I would venture to speculate that most likely the microbiome has also been affected by the very long history of significant change of what we put into the gut today as opposed to that which was meant to be.
Right.
Thousands of years ago, but I would be stepping outside my expertise at the moment.
Okay. And I wanted to mention something else. So I'm looking at the AGE chart on your website, The Ageless Way. And again, there's a hyphen in between The Age
right.
and LessWay.com. I want people to get that. So a single fried egg has 1240 AGE index, where scrambled egg has a 75 AGE index, and it's simply a result of the heat that you use to cook the two, isn't it?
The heat and the dryness.
Ah.
Okay. In order to make AGEs, the chemistry of that particular cascade, as we call it, there's an entire cascade of very complex chemistry goes on. But it involves the extraction of water. That's going to happen when you have no water around, and whatever water is inside your food is going to evaporate.
So I have to believe that microwave ovens may be worse offenders at developing AGEs because they zap the moisture out of food.
Correct.
Oh,
correct.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. You hit it right on the nail. Microwave in our new guidelines, if you wish, suggest that the only foods to be actually introduced to microwaving are soups and liquids.
Yeah, water. Yeah. Right.
Or if anything else, like stews and such things. For extremely brief periods of time. The reason that we have misled by microwaving, first of all, the practicality of it, but also the fact that you don't see any burning on the surface.
Right.
Right. But this is precisely due to the design of that piece of equipment. you know, it concentrates the heat, bypasses the surface, and focuses very intensely at the heart of the whatever it is, the food.
Right.
But you might have noticed if you put a croissant in the microwave, what happens is it comes out very
steamy,
difficult
and hot
to chew on.
Yeah.
Very stringy.
Yeah.
The same will happen if you put a piece of meat and you expose it to microwave.
Yeah, it gets tough.
Microwave.
And you can't cook meat. It gets tough. And you can, like,
exactly.
Like shoe leather.
Oh, you exactly. This is exactly what AGEs cause. One of the major properties that we tend to dismiss is this ability of sugars, when they react with proteins in the vicinity, to form these bridges, these crosslinks that tie up one molecule to the other. That happens to us as we age.
Right.
Our tendons, our joints, even our lungs, you know, we cannot stretch anymore.
Right, right.
The same thing happens in seconds in the microwave.
Wow.
So that should be avoided.
We have come to the end of our interview. I have to tell you that it's been exhilarating to have you on the show. It's opened up so, you know, it's forcing me to revisit some things that I knew about it, but I put them aside, and it's time to reintroduce these things into my diet. This is great. The book is called The Ageless Way. The website is theagelessway.com. Put a hyphen in between theageandlessway.com. Go there and estimate your own AGE intake. You'll be shocked. Foods that you didn't think had AGEs have a lot. And you can be preparing your foods differently. Visit this website. Dr. Vlasara, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. The pleasure was mine.
Take care.
Take care of yourself.
All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Dr. Mike T. Nelson joining us to talk about the energy drinks and their effect on cardiovascular system and time to exhaustion. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's aggressive strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make in a clinical trial. This resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the aggressive strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Okay, my next guest is no stranger to the show on either side of the microphone, or I should say out in the field or on the mic with us here, and that's Dr. Mike T. Nelson. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good. How are you today, Carl?
Fantastic. And you kind of gave me a hint that you were going to be publishing this paper, you and your group, and I asked you to come on back then, and sure enough, here it is. This was published in the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and the discussion is how energy drinks affect cardiovascular and ride time to exhaustion. Were these trained athletes or newbies?
Nope, they were just recreationally active people.
Now, before we talk about the design of the study, let's talk about why this is important. I walk into the gym every day, and there are at least 10 people I can spit at that are all drinking either an energy drink like Monster, or they're unscrewing their little shot of low-carb energy drink. And so many people have become dependent on these energy drinks to get started in the morning that this is a really relevant discussion, isn't it?
Yeah, and especially when I started it, you know, back several years ago, you looked in the media, and it was always very polarizing, you know, one direction or the other. So there'd be things stating how, you know, horrible energy drinks are. And so initially I went and looked in the literature to see, well, you know, what does the research say? And, you know, at that time there really wasn't much of it at all. And exactly what you said, you go to the gym and you would see, you know, people using these things, you know, pretty high. So that was kind of the main reason for the study, is that there's a very big gap in the literature in terms of, you know, what actually happens. But the use, especially historically, is just, you know, climbs every year. So it's definitely becoming more and more pervasive.
Well, now let me ask you this question. Obviously, this was not covered in your study, but, I mean, just as a commentary, aside from some of the more exotic ingredients like guarana and taurine and stuff like that, two of the things that most energy drinks share with just the average cup of coffee are carbohydrates, and generally in the form of sugar, and caffeine. Can any of this be extrapolated out to coffee as well?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And you are correct that if you were to pick the two main ergogenic ingredients, you know, so things that may enhance performance, would be carbohydrates and caffeine. There's some other minor ingredients. And, you know, so altogether we just looked at the energy drink itself. And you're correct, if you look at coffee, is actually pretty interesting, because the effects of coffee, depending on what you look at, may actually be a little bit different for from just like a no-dose or an anhydrous caffeine tablet. And the theory is that it's because of the different, you know, polyphenols and other compounds that are in coffee.
Right.
So in terms of, you know, performance, you'll see different stuff with coffee versus just straight caffeine potentially too. So.
Right. Okay. So let's talk about this. Now, was this a meta-analysis that you did, or was this a direct study on individuals?
Nope, this was a direct study. We used what's called a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled crossover design, which is lots of really fancy words. But what it means is, so the double-blind portion, I actually had another person in the lab, you know, mix up the actual energy drink. And then for a placebo, we used a diet caffeine-free Mountain Dew with lemon juice. We weren't able to get Monster to, you know, commercially produce anything for us that just didn't have, you know, active ingredients.
Right.
That had been used in a previous study. So they actually mix that up in the lab. So when I'm running the testing, I don't really know, you know, which one they get until, you know, the whole study has been done.
And that's the idea of double-blinded. In other words, the subject doesn't know what they're getting, and those in the scientific group doing the research don't know who's getting what either.
Yeah, exactly. So that way, whether, you know, conscious or even a lot of times unconsciously, you're not really biasing the data, you know, one direction or the other. You know, you could argue and say, well, you know, energy drinks, especially Monster, has a very unique taste, so if people drank a lot of Monster, they may have been able to
tell the difference. Was that in part of the criteria of selection? Did you ask people, do you use energy drinks now?
We didn't. We did ask them if they were able to detect which one was which, and it was pretty split.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't like every single person, you know, correctly identified which one it was.
Now, did you see any placebo effect in after the fact in the group that was getting the placebo or the control? Did they display any type of oh wow, this stuff's giving me the jitters, and but it was all in their mind after you kind of washed it out?
To be perfectly honest, I don't know, because when I was running it, I didn't know which one was which. But I do remember a couple subjects, I just, you know, mentally making notes, because they're randomized, so they don't know which one they get first.
Right.
And they said the same thing when they came back after the second trial. So
so clearly it was one of those was placebo.
Right. Right.
So okay. So what did you do? Explain the design of the study. How many times did they drink an energy drink? What did they have to do? What did they perform?
Sure. So how we set it up is they initially came to the lab, no energy drink involved or anything else, and we just had them get on a bike and we did a max test on them. We hook them up to the metabolic cart, which will tell us what they're using for fuels and oxygen use and carbon dioxide and all that kind of stuff. And what we wanted to do is we wanted to make the workload standard per each individual, right? Because if you have some guy come in and they do more work than somebody else, well, that's not really a fair comparison. So we had them do a max test, and then their subsequent bouts, when they would come back the second and the third time, were done at a percentage of their max. So that way everyone is being compared at the same relative percentage of their workload.
Right.
So the second time they would come into the lab, and we did, you know, BOD pod, you know, just for crude body fat analysis and all the standard measurements, that type of thing. So they come back in the next time, and they'll either get the energy drink or they'll get the placebo. They won't know which or which. And we did some interesting resting measurements, too. We measured resting heart rate, and then we also measured resting heart rate variability. So heart rate variability is interesting because it's a non-invasive measurement, and it tells you the status of their autonomic nervous system.
So in other words, their ability to recover post-workout, for their heart to regain a normal baseline or at least closer to baseline pulse rate?
It could be, but we actually did these at rest. So they came into the lab, they had the energy drink, they waited about an hour to get peak blood levels of caffeine, And then we did the resting heart rate. And we actually did HRV in a resting condition. So our thought was, one, we wanted to categorize to see if there's any huge, massive sympathetic response to an energy drink.
Right.
Because HRV will tell you the percentage of parasympathetic, so the rest and digest branch, or the sympathetic, which is your fight or flight response.
Right.
And so one of the theories we had is that, well, maybe if you get this massive sympathetic response, maybe you'll perform better, or that may be a marker that maybe there's more cardiovascular risk associated with these than we believe.
Right.
And no one had really looked at it really that much before. So
what did you find out?
What we found out for the resting measurements is the heart rate actually did go up a little bit. That was statistically significant. HRV actually did not change, which, to be perfectly honest, I was kind of surprised by that. And then if you look in the literature, there's not much HRV data for energy drinks. But if you look at caffeine and coffee, which we had talked about, it's interesting because the response also varies depending upon when it's measured in terms of time length.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also depends upon if people are sort of habitual coffee drinkers or not. And the research on coffee and HRV is just a mess. And it's probably because, like, if, you know, I know buddies who always have, you know, a cup of coffee, get all jacked up, and then go to the gym. And, you know, more like myself, I'll do that once in a while. But to me, to sit around, read research on a Saturday morning, have a cup of coffee, for me, that's pretty relaxing. So there's also different, I think, associations that are sort of built in with that, too. And that makes looking at the research just a little bit more messy,
yeah,
too, I think.
Yeah.
So
I want to take a break.
Yeah.
When we come back, I want to ask you a couple other questions, and then we'll talk about the results of the study. We're talking with Dr. Mike T. Nelson, and you can go to his website, which is his name, MikeTNelson.com. If you go there right now, you can enroll for a free 6-part fat loss video training program. You get instant access. Go to MikeTNelson.com. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. By the pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin-stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You know what it is, but it is when we do what we do.
If good girls get down, welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Mike T. Nelson. We're talking about the effects of energy drinks on cardiovascular and ride time to exhaustion. Hey, Mike, did you use EKG on these individuals?
We didn't. We just used a simple polar heart rate strap just to detect heart rate changes.
Okay. I was just curious, you know, because I know there's lots of good research out there that automatically that shows already the effects of caffeine on things like, what is it called? QT time or QT?
Yeah, QT interval potentially.
Yeah. So Okay. All right. So let's talk about it. So, what did you find when you put these individuals? Well, first of all, you put them on what? A recumbent bike or something?
It was on a bike. Yep. So cycle ergometry, and we had them do a ramp protocol. So they start off, you know, riding relatively light, and then it increases, and then you're correct. It's a ride time to exhaustion. So we also had them hooked up to a metabolic cart so we could see, you know, what fuels they're using, how hard they're working, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And then we did what's called rating of perceived exertion. So they would report, you know, on a 1 to 10, sometimes use a 6 to 20 scale, of how they felt in terms of, you know, their exercise intensity.
Right.
And in essence, they ride until they, you know, basically say they can't ride anymore.
Isn't that very subjective? I mean, some people gas out because they just don't have the threshold to manage pain or discomfort as easily as others. Or does that figure into the whole potential effect of these energy drinks?
You're correct. It does. So the way the design was set up is that's why we did a crossover design, so that they were only compared to themselves. So mm-hmm. they were comparing themselves in essence. Using an energy drink to not using an energy drink.
Gotcha.
The theory there is that if they, you know, hopefully would push themselves to the same distance each time. But you're correct. If you did that and you pool all the data, then it gets a little messier.
Yeah,
that type of
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
So how long did they, was there an average time to exhaustion for the group, or did you just not even look at that?
We did it in stages, so it was done per individual. So we did it as a percentage of what's called their, basically their VT, or ventilatory threshold.
Mm-hmm.
So they did two lower percentages, and then eventually they went up at 100% of their VT. So eventually the intensity got to be so much that no one's going to ride there forever.
Right,
so,
right.
But we wanted to make it long enough where you can get a repeatable time, especially in the group of people that are, you know, recreationally active, but they're not, you know, high-end athletes either. So it's if you make it too steep initially, then it's doesn't become very repeatable. And unfortunately, you have to worry about people dropping out, too.
Yeah, because if it's too difficult, they'll be like, oh, I don't want to do this. Forget about it.
Yeah, and if they decide even not to do just the last trial because of the design, you're comparing them to their cells, you can't use that data at all then. You have to throw out all their data.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
So that's kind of the risk when you do it, too. And what we saw is that if you look at all the subjects together, so you compare them to energy drink condition, to their placebo condition, we did not statistically see any difference.
Really?
In time to exhaustion. Yeah, which I was actually kind of surprised by, to be honest. I figured that they would, because these were also done in an overnight fasted condition.
Uh-huh.
So they were done in the morning, and the reason for that is that's what a lot of the caffeine trials have been done. And you wanted to try to minimize as much of, you know, what they ate for breakfast,
right,
and, you know, all that kind of stuff, too.
Right,
so,
right.
We didn't see any change in exertion either, so RPE did not change. The only difference we did see is at the lower intensity, so at around 30% of their ventilatory threshold. We did see that in the energy drink arm, they used a little bit more carbohydrates. So if you look at what's called their RER, or respiratory exchange ratio,
right,
that was around 0.94 versus placebo is about 0.9. So not but a huge difference, that, but a little
yeah,
bit
Yeah, I was
going to
say,
difference.
That's really not that, I mean, that's not that big of a difference. I mean, for,
no.
Okay, so what about heart rate? What was the difference in the heart rates?
Heart rate actually wasn't different.
Either?
No. At rest, it was, but during exercise, it was not.
So in practical terms, what this is saying is that these energy drinks do not exert a direct effect on your ability to train harder, except if you believe they do, maybe.
Possibly, but that would still be sort of kind of in the trial, even though you don't
know which
one is which.
So using these energy drinks really is useless.
I would say it depends on which one you look at, and also depends on the dose. If you look at some of the earlier literature, it's really all across the board. There's some, you know, metrics like on Red Bull and that type of thing where it did increase some things, did not increase other things. And the other hard part, too, is when you do a ride time to exhaustion, the reason I set it up that way is because I wasn't, you know, testing very elite athletes.
Right.
I wanted to make it as representative as I could, you know, to the average person that's going to go in and do exercise and that type of thing.
Right.
But it's not a direct performance indicator per se. For that, you'd have to look at more what they call a time trial. So how far you can go in a lot of times a specific time. So marathon, for example, you know, you run 26.1 miles and then it's in a specific time.
Right.
You know, this was get on and ride until you can't ride anymore. And there isn't really any sport that does that per se. So it's a little bit different from that.
Right.
But a lot of the early caffeine data and all the other data is done on a time-to-exhaustion format. The other part, too, is that there's a really big learning effect when you do time trial research, because people get better at figuring out how to best pace themselves
right.
in order to get the best performance.
Technique has a role.
Yep. So then you've got to add, you know, 1 to 2, possibly more familiarization trials. And now you're asking people to make 5, 6 trips to the lab. Plus you have to find elite athletes. And not that it can be done. It's just, it's a lot harder. And at the end of the day, I just don't see many elite athletes using energy drinks compared to the average people I see walking into a gym.
Really? So you don't think elite athletes even bother with energy drinks?
Well, I mean, some of the people that I've worked with, I think they do use them, but I usually have them use more just like no dose or just caffeine and hydrous.
Right.
I actually even try to steer them away from coffee, because coffee will be different, the brewing process can be different,
right.
all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And the dose, I want to make it as specific as possible. because I want them to do practice, you know, runs, one, to see if it helps, right? Because caffeine at a high enough level actually becomes what they call ergolytic, meaning that it actually impairs performance. So, and that'll vary from one person to the next.
Yeah, depending on how caffeine sensitive you are.
Yep. So I want it to be as reproducible, you know, as possible if I'm, you know, coaching someone from a performance standpoint.
And why is caffeine ergolytic when it starts getting into high doses? Does it cause like a lot of people used to say it causes an adrenal dump, whatever that means. What do you think?
My guess is I think it's more of a coordination issue. I mean, if you've ever taken way too much caffeine,
I have.
You're kind of all jittery and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it just seems like that, at least for strength training stuff, the more complex the movement is, the more it just seems to be worse. And I don't know exactly why that is. It's probably just too much of a stimulant at some point.
Yeah. Makes you feel a sense of anxiety quite often. How do you perform when you have anxiety? You
know, right. Yeah. Not very well. And the normal dose for strength and power increases from caffeine is usually pretty high, too. I mean, some of the research has shown, you know, 400, 500 milligrams.
Yeah, that's a big dose of anhydrous. It hits you
fast,
too.
Yeah, it's very high. If you're looking at endurance performance, it's been shown to be a little bit more reproducible for endurance performance. And there it's actually a little bit lower, you know, 200, 300 milligram, I mean, depending on the size of the person, that type of thing.
Right.
It does not seem to help fatty acid release, though, or use.
Right.
That was one of the old things that caffeine does help the release of fat into the blood a little bit more, but it doesn't seem to do anything to increase the fatty acid oxidation or the use of it.
So it just floats around and gets restored, in other words.
Right. It seems to increase what they call lipolysis, but it doesn't really seem to increase much on the oxidation side.
Right.
So that in terms of a performance, which was the theory for endurance performance, newer research shows that it doesn't seem to be true. And there's some really interesting research showing that it may actually decrease the effect of pain. And to me, like running a marathon is obviously you have to move well and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of it at an elite level is just pain management.
Right.
You know,
right.
And so if you can do something like that reduces pain, then you'll probably see a bump in your performance, too.
Interesting. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more questions. We're talking with Dr. Mike T. Nelson. We're talking about his recent paper examining the effects of energy drinks, really on ride time to exhaustion and heart rate. And it seems to me that people are using these energy drinks for naught. But in the meantime, go to MikeTNelson.com and enroll today for his free 6-part fat loss video training. You get instant access to it. Check it out, MikeTNelson.com. We'll be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Don't forget, Age Force is offering my listeners an exclusive opportunity to pick up any of the Age Force patches. They've got resveratrol, they've got growth hormone, they've got everything you can imagine there for 40% off. When you use the coupon code SHR40, go to superhumanradio.com and click one of the Age Force banner ads today. We're talking with Mike T. Nelson. We're talking about his recent study. Mike, What do you take away from this? I mean, what can we say unabashedly about as a result of this research?
Yeah, so what I would say is that energy drinks may not be as beneficial as providing energy as we think. I mean, obviously you're going to need more research and what context and all that kind of stuff, you know, to get more data. I was hoping that there would be more data on cardiovascular effects too. There's only been one other study that's really looked at, like heart rate variabilities, a couple that have looked at blood pressure changes. And all these studies are also acute studies, so there isn't too many sort of chronic long-term studies. And the other hard part, too, is that if you look at the average person who uses an energy drink, the question is, well, is it beneficial? Is it extremely detrimental? Probably not extremely detrimental, but what are they using in place of that, right? So instead of having, you know, maybe some carbohydrates and protein before they train or whatever, they're substituting that meal that they normally would have, you know, with an energy
right.
drink in place of it. So it's not only the energy drink and what are its effects, it would also be looking at from a population standpoint, what are they using it in place of that they, you know, could be getting something that may be better than.
Now, this particular energy drink experiment that you did used a carbohydrate-free energy drink, right?
Nope, this one actually had carbohydrates. We used just the regular version of Monster. I did have a version of the study that used the diet version.
Right.
The hard part was it added another arm to the study, so then people would have to do four trials. And if they dropped out on the last one, I have to throw out all of their data from the previous three.
Right.
You know, so that makes it kind of hard. And the reason we ended up dropping the two is that there really wasn't much data on the normal version with carbohydrates and with caffeine. So if we found that there was, you know, some pretty major effects, then the follow-up study would be, well, if we do it with the diet version, you know, now we'll eliminate the carbohydrates and see if we get the same effect.
Interesting. So in summary, we really don't know for sure, but it appears that these energy drinks really don't provide much of the value for the obvious reason that people take them is to increase their energy output during a workout, and it doesn't seem to do that. I mean, it just as you point out, if you're not having your meal, even a high protein drink before your workout, what are the intangible long term effects of that overall?
Yeah, and I think that's the bigger question too, right? Is that, you know, why are people using energy drinks at a high, you know, frequency? So maybe energy drinks may or may not have an effect, but what are they, you know, substituting that for? The fact they slept, you know, 5 hours for four nights in a row.
And they can still go to
the gym.
The
other, associated behaviors that come with it too, that it's much harder to tease out. But we know from the current research and, you know, a lot of the guests you've had on your show that, you know, just lack of sleep and all that kind of stuff is very detrimental in the long term. So.
Absolutely. Mike, let's change up the topic for a second. If you were working with somebody who was strong, had possessed good conditioning at one time, but their focus on exclusively strength type training has sacrificed their conditioning, what would you do with them?
Sure. The first thing I would do is I would ask them what is their goal, or, you know, what is the rationale that they need more conditioning, right? So conditioning is probably, you know, cardio, respiratory fitness type things. And then I would ask them what timeline they have. So, for example, if you take like a CrossFit type athlete or somebody like that, right, who needs pretty high levels of strength. I mean, if you look at the high level people in the sport, they're all, I would say, very strong.
Right.
Are they as strong as professional powerlifters and Olympic weightlifters? No. But they also need a fair amount of, you know, conditioning or mixed martial arts person, that type of thing. A long-term plan, I actually have them prioritize strength for, if it was a year plan, probably like 9 months of that.
Right.
And just maintain their conditioning. And then with most people who are at, especially if they were at a pretty good level before, I mean, you can get them to, I'd say, a pretty decent level in 4 to 8 weeks usually.
Uh-huh.
It's not nearly as long as what people think.
Right.
But the big thing that I found is that you basically push the density in their workout.
Right.
Just a little bit more.
Less rest.
Where they're always exhausted each and every session.
Yeah.
Because they'll make progress then, at least in my experience, for 2 to 3 weeks, and then they just plateau out right away. But if you can just even cut, you know, 10, 30 seconds off of a circuit and keep doing that for day in, day out, week after week, maybe add a little more volume, that type of thing, it's you're coaxing the body in the right direction and not trying to force it with like a sledgehammer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. This was a selfish question of my own.
So
I've really sacrificed a lot of conditioning over the past couple years. And my goal now is to become better conditioned again. I was in good condition at one time. I'm not now. I know what it feels like to be in good condition, and I know what it feels like not to. And so I've actually instinctively started doing what you just said. So I'm kind of doing a hybrid of a variety of different programs, but bottom line is I'm resting far less. I'm moving a lot more. I have had to reduce the weight that I use.
Yep.
But, you know, I'm doing things like how many sets of 10 can I do of this movement in 10 minutes, which requires me to take less and less rest and in order to continually improve on the density of how many sets I can do in that given time. And then in between that, I'm doing cardio points where I'll go then for 7 minutes and do an easy interval where I'll maybe blast off for 30 seconds and then walk it out for a while. And I'll do that for 7 minutes and then I'll go back and I'll do another movement. But now the 45 minutes or the hour that I'm spending at the gym, I'm in constant motion. Granted, I'm not using the weights that I was using before, but that's not my goal right now. My goal is conditioning.
No, I think that sounds like you're definitely going in the right direction. And then I always ask people, how do you measure that? So you could pick a set, you know, circuit that you do or whatever. It doesn't really matter that much because that allows you to add a little bit more variety in and then go back and repeat the test and see if you're, in essence, it's positive transfer, right? So are you, the thing that you did it make the thing that you want to get better at better? If it's just a general number, then I would look at just like general fitness. So that could be, I'm a big fan of resting heart rate variability in the morning, which I know you've had Joel on the show before.
Yeah, yeah.
And just resting AM heart rate. It's a pretty good indicator. And I found that resting heart rate variability seems to track cardiorespiratory performance pretty well on an individual level.
Mm-hmm.
So that tends to work pretty good. It does seem to work better to determine cardiovascular type sessions. HRV is kind of hit and miss, I would say, on strength-based sessions.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would ideally have you do like a density-based one on a separate day in the gym, which sounds like what you're doing. So in essence, you're pushing the body all in one direction. And while the literature on interference effects and that type of stuff is, I think there's a lot we'll learn about it yet. It just makes sense that if your main adaptation is to, let's say, do more lactate-based work or more conditioning-based work, just do that on one day, let all those adaptations take place. No one's really sure how long that is.
Right.
And then if you want to do something different, you know, do it at a different day or different time, that type of thing. But it's never made sense to me while someone would do, let's say, a max strength session and then do 60 minutes of super low-intensity cardio afterwards. It's like, well, what is your goal, right?
Yeah.
And I understand bodybuilders do this a lot, but if you look, most of them will separate their weight training from their cardiovascular sessions too. So,
and then there's the different type of cardio that plays a role. If you do high intensity type stuff, it seems to fit better with strength training. A person that comes to mind was Litvinov. You know, the guy who invented the Litv squat, where he would front squat ridiculous amounts of weight for reps, and then rack the bar, and then sprint 100 yards. So I guess the real magic may be pairing up the right type of cardio. For instance, do you think that if I was doing a strength-based routine and then followed it with pushing a sled, that would be a more appropriate type of cardiovascular event to include in a session than, say, walking on a treadmill for 30 minutes at 2.5 miles an hour?
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely agree with that. And I think it comes down to energy systems. And the more you're diametrically doing those, I think you're going to have more of an interference effect. Right? So if you're doing real low-intensity stuff on a treadmill, ideally you're using, you know, primarily fatty acids, that type of thing. But it's very low intensity.
Right.
Or weight training is, you know, primarily, you know, phosphagen, carbohydrate type system. So I think the closer the energy systems are, I think the less interference that you'll see. And that's kind of backed up in the literature, too.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's take our last. I'm sorry. I cut myself up. Let's take our last commercial break. In the meantime, please take a minute to visit Mike's. Dr. Nelson. I have to refer to you as Dr. Nelson now. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Dr. Nelson's website, Mike T. Nelson, NELSON.com. He's giving away a free 6-part fat loss video training protocol that anyone would be beneficial to understand and check it out. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. He's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas? It's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things that I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them. And then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair. And they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters. As small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Dr. Mike T. Nelson. Mike, what will people get in this free six-part fat loss video?
Yeah, so what I tried to do is take the very, in essence, the top things based on research and also from my work with clients and distill it down into, you know, short little modules that are easy to explain. They have, you know, the references in there if people want to dig that far. And I try to use a concept which is called metabolic leverage. And one of the ones, for example, is eating more protein.
Right.
And we know that you've had many shows on this too, that protein helps with repair from exercise and also helps with satiety so people feel full longer. So taking things like that that are, I would say, relatively semi-easy to do and focus on that for a period of a week and then focus on, you know, the next one. So it tries to take all the confusing and conflicting information and breaks it down into just, you know, sort of the top action items that they need to do to work on their fat loss goals.
I'm reading a great book right now by Daniel Lieberman called The History of the Human Body. Have you heard?
Oh, interesting. I haven't.
I'm trying to get him on the show, but he's a really busy guy. But in it, he talks about indirectly the origins of metabolic flexibility as being one of the evolutionary gifts, if you will.
Yeah.
That we've talked about on this show, you know,
yep,
obviously in the past. But it's interesting because he also, it's very clear that the very first evolutionary change that really changed our trajectory as a species on the planet was the fact that we became bipeds, that we got up,
mm-hmm,
on back legs and we started walking. And along with metabolic flexibility, one of our other ancestral gifts is the fact that we were designed to walk long distances every single day.
Oh, interesting.
Which is the link between, you know, inactivity, yep, and disease, obviously, and so on. So
yeah,
it's just intriguing. When you start looking at our origins and our path through the evolutionary process, and you start to see the things that stuck with us that caused us to be able to evolve in such a way that we were able to manage our environment and thrive. These tend to be the same things that are going to continue to help us age better and be healthy.
Yeah, and it's funny you mention that because I've had some clients, even myself, go back to doing the old school just AM fasted walks. You know, not that it's that far superior for fat loss per se.
And it's not, you're right, but who cares?
It does seem to help, but just all the other markers that I've tracked in terms of recovery, heart rate variability, just general mood, you know, possibly being out in the sunlight, resetting circadian rhythms, all that kind of stuff. Everything else indirectly just seems to get better with them. And then I've put a few, and I did this myself too. You get, you know, a little watch or something that tracks movement. And especially when I was at home, you know, doing a lot of research and all that kind of stuff, I tried really hard not to look to see how many steps I had taken on the first couple days. And the end of the first day, I think I only hit like 814 steps.
Isn't that something?
Which is horrible.
I know.
You know? So once I've tracked that and just even increasing it on a good day to 5,000, which is not real high at all.
No.
just, you know, general aches and pains, general just feeling, all that stuff definitely goes up.
It's amazing. And you know what? And the reality is that so many of us are sequestered, you know, behind the desk.
Yep.
And we don't have the opportunities to get up as often. You know, standing is adequate. We've seen research that shows that standing changes postprandial blood sugar levels as effectively as a drug. So what does it tell you? It's that we want to stand. We want to walk. Our bodies want to do that. And when you don't do it, that's when disease starts to set in.
Yeah, and I literally think it's the changing back and forth, too. So I have it set up at home, or if I'm at home, I can stand for a while, I can sit. So, you know, go walk to the mailbox and back, even just anything I can do to make it more intermittent, just even from a skeletal standpoint, right, because everyone has tight hip flexors and all that kind of stuff from sitting. But that's just an adaptation to sitting, right? Yeah. I think if you're more in movement or in motion, even just light movement, I think that's going to be better overall.
You want to hear, I mean, this is completely off topic, but you want to hear one of the other ancestral gifts that we have that actually allowed us to thrive on the planet that no one gives any thought to when you look at us in the context of every other species on the planet. Okay? And I'm talking more specifically about the other animals, not bugs for a second. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That we perspire. Now, you would think yourself, wait a minute. Like, the fact that we perspired allowed us to be able, and the fact that we were bipeds allowed us to be able to go out during the hottest time of the day, the midday sun. And because we stood erect, less surface area was exposed to the sun. And because we perspired, we could continually move when other animals would have to lay down and pant until they cooled off. In fact, our earliest evidence of being hunters, before we had the ability to make real weapons, was called persistence hunting.
Yeah.
So a group of people would get together and they pick an animal. And they would spook it. They'd make it run. And because we were designed to walk long distances and perspire, this animal would run, and then eventually it would have to stop running, and it would try to find shade under a tree. In the meantime, we'd be walking and running to stay with it. And as soon as it tried to rest, we would spook it again, so it would run some more. And after doing this for, let's say, an hour or so, the animal would collapse from heat exhaustion because it never had a chance to release all the body heat, but we are constantly releasing it because we're perspiring the whole time. And so when you think about this, you think, oh my God, this, you know, we hear commercials about getting rid of body odor. The fact that we perspire gave us an advantage in a world where we had a lot of disadvantages, by the way. Okay. Cause we were the slowest on the planet back then. So a lot of us got eaten. I have a feeling that the adage between, cavemen was the slowest guy gets eaten. Just as long as you're faster than the slowest guy, you're going to survive.
Yeah, yeah. It's like running from a bear.
But who would have ever thought that sweating put us in a position of advantage? We don't even think about it.
Oh, I think that's awesome. And at a very basic level, I mean, you can easily argue that humans are by far the most adaptable, right? I mean, look at where humans live and the range of, you know, their fasting to fed conditions, temperature changes, macronutrient profiles, whatever. It's pretty amazing. And then if you add in that if you can't live in a specific environment, well, then we can create technology to allow us to live there too.
Right.
So I think a lot of it just, and I think the farther we get away from stressing those specific adaptation pathways, I think we'll find ourselves less healthy.
Yes.
Right? Could be from fasting to feasting to temp changes to, I think all of those things will eventually figure out that the removal of stress, right? Going back to hormesis and hormetic stresses.
Right.
As we remove those things, our health is just going to start to degrade.
Yeah. It's amazing. Reading this book sheds light or puts a spotlight on things that we don't even think about. We are so far removed from them over millions of years that we just don't even think about. In fact, a lot of these things now we think are a nuisance. You know, right. The fact that we sweat, right? I mean, the fact that our muscles in our feet changed from what we were. If you try to find our last common ancestor, closest to chimpanzees and apes, and what we became, hominins and so on and so forth, the fact that our feet, our toes got shorter, and we developed an arch, which was critical in order to be bipeds, happened over, you know, hundreds of thousands of years through selection pressure. And we don't even think about our arch as being the gateway to us being successful bipeds.
Yeah, and now I've often wondered about orthotics and supporting of the arch, right? Because if you know anything about an engineering structure, the first time you start supporting an arch, in essence, you destroy it.
Gives up its strength.
Structure.
Yeah, it gives up its strength,
which if you didn't have any strength there, that might be okay. But doing that long term, I think, is a detriment.
Well, and I think the need for orthotics is a result of people wearing mitten type shoes, restrictive shoes, not spending enough time barefoot. You want to get rid yourself of needing orthotics. Take a vacation to the beach and get up and walk on the seashore where the sand is harder, not as soft. Walk on that day in and day out, and your feet muscles, because you don't even use those muscles when you wear a mitten type shoe.
No, if you take a real stiff shoe and you put your foot in there, of course your foot's going to get stiff.
Right. So, I mean, it's amazing, but it's a fantastic book, and I can't wait to finish it, because then I want to read it again. I want everybody to get the book and read it before we have Daniel Lieberman on the show, because I want it to be more of an educational interview, and if people have read the book, then a lot of the stuff we can cover without doing a lot of the remedial stuff, we can get right into the meat of the subject. But it's a fantastic book. The history of the human body, it's exciting. It makes you look at yourself with wonderment, like, oh my God, I am the result of 5 million years of refinement. And that's where my whole rant on devolution came from the other day. It's like, and we're crapping it away now.
Yeah, you could argue, and I would agree, that we have the greatest ability to adapt, right? But we don't really seem to, a few of us make it to the gym and do that kind of stuff, but it seems to be the thought is only in specific realms, not that your body is literally constantly adapting all the time.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, what are you doing to make it potentially better or worse?
Right. So. Are you looking for it to adapt to something worse or something better? Absolutely.
Right. Hey. And that's not the fault of the body. That's just what you asked it to do. You know, the fact that we can adapt, to me, is just amazing. I mean, you'll see people in end-stage heart failure, for example, where, their heart is still literally adapting to where it's at. And that comes with a long-term cost, but it's doing everything it can, even in such a disease state, to still have an adaptation. So
Yeah. Listen, let's do this. I want to plug your website again, miketnelson.com. Go there today and enroll to get 6 free videos on fat loss. And then, of course, I also want to thank Dr. Helen. Oh, I'm going to forget her name. Isn't that terrible? Vlasara. Dr. Helen Vlasara from Mount Sinai. Her book is The Ageless Way, the AGE-LESS way. And her website is the same, theagelessway.com, with a hyphen in between theageandlessway.com. You can go there and estimate your AGE intake. And the book teaches you how to rid your body of AGEs and how to avoid accumulating more of them, which have been linked to Alzheimer's disease and other diseases. Thank you to Dr. Helen Vlasara for coming on the show, and, of course, to Mike T. Nelson. Thanks a lot, brother.
Yeah, thank you very much. Always a pleasure.
Talk soon. All right, so that's it. We have another great show planned tomorrow. Please tune in then, and thank you for listening to Superhuman Radio.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier. And I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhumans.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.